Ottoman Pitch Podcast.
Labels are a terrible thing.
Labels?
Labels, they're a terrible thing.
Like music labels? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just joking, what are you talking?
Just stealing all the artist money. No, labels are a terrible thing because they put you into a bucket. And once you're in that bucket, it's now up to you. If you want to leave that bucket, you have to somehow get out of that bucket. And everyone else around you has to recognize you don't belong in that bucket. Like, if you are a smoker, and everyone knows you're a smoker, because they'll know, because you smell, because
you're obviously going to smoke at some point when you're with them. Yes. Okay.
And so then if you quit being a smoker, now you're a smoker who quit, and everyone has respect for you. But if they see you smoke, you're going to disappoint them.
Disappoint them.
You're going to disappoint them because you were a smoker. Then you quit smoking. And so you earned this new label as a smoker who quit, a former smoker. And now when they see you smoke, now they're all going to be disappointed with you.
Okay.
Even though originally you were labeled a smoker.
Okay.
So it shouldn't bother anyone. Like if labels were true, you're always a smoker. Once you're a smoker, you're always a smoker.
No.
Well, hear me out.
Okay.
If labels were true, I said, the thing is, labels are not absolute.
Yeah.
But when you fit the mold for that label, it is absolute to everyone around you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, it's not fair because you can have a label, walk away from it, and now whoever's in the know, they knew you walked away from that label. There's some labels that you can't walk away from. They're so imposing. Like, for instance, the whole, let's talk about the gay community again. If you at some point declared yourself gay and had a boyfriend, if you're a dude and you had a boyfriend and everyone knew you, they knew you were gay, man. But then if you decide,
it depends on what, well, I don't know where you're going with this. I'll let you finish. Okay.
I'm just a very defensive label. I'm bringing it up on purpose. I don't mind ruffling feathers on this.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Dude, I'm putting music in between the silence. Okay, there you go.
You're going to make it hard to make that edit cut, though, since you're doing that.
I'm not going to cut anything.
Oh, no.
You think I'm cutting things?
I burped 3 times.
I'm not going to cut anything. Think this is professional, though. This is just me. I'm not going to talk.
Fine. It's better.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, then I gotta say what I'm going to say.
Say what you're going to say.
Say what you need to say.
I'm not going to pay you, John Mayer. Keep going. Sorry.
John Mayer's like, that's okay. That wasn't my music.
That wasn't my music. Yeah, you suck. Okay, go.
I'll stop with that previous label. Here's what I'm trying to say. Labels narrow someone's mind, and it makes it hard for them to hear you if you say something that doesn't fit into that label. If I tell someone I'm a conservative Christian, I'm telling them 2 labels about myself, and now
they're not your friend.
Whatever they think they know about Christians and conservatives.
Yeah.
I'm that now.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm that now.
That's true.
So that means, we can't cuss around Adam.
Yeah.
Or they don't care. But some people are like, we can't cuss around Adam. Mm-hmm. Or,
we can't do drugs around Adam. We can't talk about drugs or whatever.
No smoking weed
or pot around Adam. Yeah. Got it.
We can't bring up, Democratic political things around Adam because he's conservative.
Yeah.
I immediately am disassociated. In certain relationships with certain content. And that's terrible.
But there's truth behind it.
Right.
Just like there's truth behind stereotypes.
But the crutch is, with labels, the crutch is discourse stops. People will not try to relate with me on certain levels because now they have no reason to, because they're like, Adam will just disagree with me.
Okay, I feel like we're just like talking like weird though, but like, what's the point?
What's the point?
Yeah. Where's the end? What are you getting at, I guess?
It creates dividing lines.
But shouldn't it? The word of God, if we're talking, we're both Christian, right? The word of, it said something, it created a dividing line. There's a dividing line.
Okay.
There's a line.
Should I hang out with prostitutes?
Should you hang out with prostitutes? I don't know what that means. Should you just be chilling with prostitutes?
I have a friend. I have a friend.
Okay.
And I won't.
I mean,
all I'm going to say is I have a friend.
You're a married man. If you're just chilling with prostitutes, no. I'm going to say probably not.
I should
probably shouldn't
out.
Just
I
be chilling with prostitutes.
I know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I said too much. We're not editing. I'm just going to try to be polite.
Yeah.
Everybody knows somebody that does something that they don't agree with. Yeah. I know somebody who.
You're trying to be like super macro on like their life, aren't they, right now?
I know someone who I would consider a prostitute.
Really?
Yeah.
You know a prostitute?
Shut up.
And so, you never told me about them?
They don't live anywhere
near.
I'm
joking.
So they wouldn't come up. I don't see this person. I don't mm-hmm. talk to this person.
Yeah.
But my heart goes out to them because I know what they went through mm-hmm. as a, you know, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah.
And who they turned into. I can't say I know who they turned into. I know what they do.
No little boy or girl. Like, you know, like when something's off, when you know that no little boy or girl like dreams of being that.
Absolutely not.
Ever. Like ever.
Absolutely
you know?
Not.
So when they're doing something like that, like how people are arguing, like they can do what they want with their, like, yeah, okay, whatever. But like, you know, it's off when like no little boy or girl will ever be like, yeah, I want to like sell my body. Like no one's going to do that. No little kid's going to do that in their pure self. No one.
They are hurt. They're, mm-hmm. They were demented.
Yeah.
And
they're going to want a pilot or an astronaut or a rock star. Like, okay, those are kind of like normal to a degree, but like that is not. That's not.
But if I knew
mm-hmm.
that sitting down with this person for 15 minutes, half an hour, an mm-hmm. hour, 2 hours, whatever it was, if I was to sit down with them
mm-hmm.
and tell them, hey, you know what? You know God still loves you. You know that God, when he died on the cross, he knew who you were right now, and he did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this person knows who God is.
Yeah. I mean, that's
awesome. I know they know who God is. I believe, I would have to assume they've walked away from God.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for a fact they know who God is.
Okay.
And if I were to encourage them that, and they were to have this moment, they're like, wow, God can still love me, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, that's worth giving up what I'm doing right now.
Hmm.
And if they were to,
when you
if,
say
if,
prostitute, are they an OnlyFans? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
okay.
But
it,
no, they've done other stuff
that
too.
There's a lot of people.
They've done other stuff too.
Okay.
They're yeah.
Okay.
It's anyways.
It's crazy, dude.
But the reason
I went on dating apps and like, there's like a lot of like just OnlyFans, like weird things happening right now. And I'm like, oh, this is an interesting world now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it just really is. And I was like, wow.
So going back to labels,
okay,
this is
sorry.
The thing is a woman who was caught lying
mm-hmm.
in bed, not with her husband.
Mm-hmm. No, that's yeah.
Okay. Labels here.
And no Pharisee did it.
Immediately, everyone around
yeah.
was disgusted because of who she was, because of the label that was on her.
Were they, or was it Judas? It wasn't just Judas that was disgusted because he was...
No, because Jesus... I'm going to say it was everyone because Jesus said, the first person who is sinless cast their stone. Everyone was judging her. He was speaking to the hearts of everyone.
Okay.
That's even the people reading that story.
Okay.
You know, like us that would judge others. This is the problem with labels. Labels, I believe, are a tool from the enemy to keep us from bridging those gaps of talking to people that are that we decide that label's no good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like racism.
No, I know.
That's a big.
That's
there's
where
big
my head
labels
was going, for
in,
sure. Yeah,
yeah,
I get it.
There's big labels in racism that cause divide
mm-hmm.
and that shouldn't have and did.
Yeah.
The color of a person's skin. That should never have been a reason to
mm-hmm.
treat a person lesser than, more than,
yeah.
different than.
Or sexes, right?
Yeah. So bringing all mm-hmm. that up, that was my point. That was my point for all
mm-hmm.
the last, what, however minutes we've just jib jabbering around is that labels
mm-hmm.
useful in describing things are terrible with the mind because once we put somebody into a bucket, we lock them into what they're allowed access to, how much we love them, how much we care about them, how much.
Oh, when it comes to us and how we interact with them.
Any person, not just me, like humans.
Mm-hmm.
When we put someone in a bucket, it's not good for us. We should avoid putting people into buckets. Like, You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to categorize someone. Okay. This person has declared that they're into this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could assume whatever, but learn how to know the difference between, it is impossible for them to now.
I think it's because it's easier. Like, we have so much stuff going on. Like, we have our work, we have our, you have your kids, you have your wife. Do you want to spend freaking all this time figuring out all these people's, like, okay, this is, this guy believes this, he's probably that. Like, I don't want to, like, are you going to spend your brain power figuring out the, like, that's why we have generalizations, right? Because we don't have time to waste with our brain with that person. Like, we just don't. We, what's important to us? Our family, our kids, our God, like, that's the most important. And then after that, like, okay, the closer you come into our circle, then we'll dive into who you are. Right?
No, I think it's a totally easy tool to use. In the mathematical world, it's called linear regression. It's what
you're sounding really smart now. It's, and you're making me feel dumb.
Linear regression. There's this algorithm called the nearest neighbor algorithm, and okay. Linear regression uses mm-hmm. it, and it's a common, it's like the beginning steps to understanding machine learning and how AI couples things together mm-hmm. and uses how it uses data to be intelligent, and it uses things like the nearest neighbor.
Isn't that why we, you know, how they use ads and stuff?
Yeah,
that's how they. But that's how ads work so well.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying it is a useful tool.
Yeah.
But whoa, man.
Whoa, man. Like, whoa, man.
If here's the thing.
Whoa, if we, man. Yeah,
whoa.
First thing Adam said.
If we are going to lean on.
You didn't even get my joke. You're Adam.
No.
Whoa, man. First woman. Oh, that's woman. How he named a woman. Okay, you know what? Whatever. Whatever, dude. It. You missed my whole.
I was on a roll.
I know. And I'm trying to. I'm sorry. I got.
I appreciate you. I need that.
Pendleton
I need
here. That.
I need that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, the labeling and such, it's a totally useful tool, but
yeah, it is. But
until we can find a better way, mm-hmm. here's what it will lead to. It will lead to
division.
Lone officer, what's it called on? Loan mitigation. Who? What's the people that like what? Approve you for loans at banks? I forget.
Loan officers.
Yeah. Okay. So loan officers.
I don't know.
Most of them, from what I've heard, they used to look at all the facts, look uh-huh. at your credit and everything, and mm-hmm. a person used to decide, okay, I can represent the bank on giving this person. And approving this person to get a line of credit with us. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now there is an algorithm that looks at your credit scores and looks at all the data you feed it.
Which was never supposed to be used. Anyways, okay. I heard they're changing that.
Yeah?
I thought I saw a headline. I did not read the article because I'm a normal person. But it said something like they're putting like credit scores lower as far as like how it works. I don't know.
So anyways, this algorithm completely decides whether or not you are worthy or not
of a loan.
To have a loan.
Yeah.
And the thing is, nowadays it's almost impossible for people. Okay. Nothing's impossible, but it's very uncommon for someone to save up cash to buy their first home. Almost everyone gets a loan.
Yeah.
And so
what's your thoughts on that?
I want to finish this thought first.
Okay, go.
What I'm trying to say, this is an example where you can either be very analytical and say, no, this is fair because the data proves, and has worked really well to support that these people that the algorithm says are not good enough to have a loan shouldn't have a loan. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But here's the thing. The more we lend decision-making over to computers that are basing people on labels, we're going to get to a point where justice is being served complete. It's just complete justice. It's complete one for one. You're either worthy or not based on your merits. And the thing is this becomes a system that eventually gets to the place where people are going to be judged on whether they have provisions for life. Like if it gets as far as communism and it gets as far as who gets what, if it sees, oh, you know, you're not really a big contributor. Like, you don't work hard. You don't do anything hard. We're going to give you less sustenance, less living space, you know, and maybe you catch a cold that winter and die. I mean, just being really extreme, really fast. Okay. But here's my point for this. The more we let a system dictate this, and it's all based on your merits, all based on analytical data, sounds great. We're ruling out a huge factor, a huge human component, a huge component of grace. And that's mercy. Sometimes you have to have mercy. Sometimes you have to, give somebody a chance, even though they don't, they're not worth it on paper
to be able to. It's a business though. It's not the government giving out. It's a business. Let's be honest. You own a business.
Right now it is. But I'm saying it's trending.
You
this
own
way.
A business.
The healthcare.
And you're giving Obama's out money to people. You're going to make sure that person can freaking pay you. And don't pretend you're not going
Hold on.
You're being like super Christianese, happy wildflowers nonsense. No. Like if the person doesn't have the income that you can calculate that they can pay you back on a loan that's, you know, $1 million, which is every house in freaking California, like you're not going to give them the loan. Don't pretend that you're just going to give them mercy. It's a business. No, I'm going to be honest. That's nonsense.
Okay, well,
that
guess
is
what?
Utterly nonsense.
Have you heard of JP
Morgan? People
that
go like, oh, the big businessman, like, it's just screwing us. No, do you know how to calculate? They're not making that much money. There's not, there's like utility bills. There's like, I know because I own a business. Like, these people think you're making money. I'm not making no money on this business. Like, I'm not making nothing. Like, you, they're calculating what they can, you know, what you can pay back. And if it makes sense, like, generally. Like they're giving you money, dude. They're giving me $1 million.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's analytical. It makes sense. But here,
okay.
But just to go, you've heard of JP Morgan?
Who's that? Just joking. What?
One of the biggest financial
yeah,
institutions.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how he, I'm trying to remember this. I just was reading about how he got started. Okay, I might be wrong about JP Morgan. I've got to look this up. So if you're listening to this, you should look this up, and our next podcast, I'll bring the data. I'll bring the information that I'm.
Bring the data.
Okay, but at the turn of the century, J.P. Morgan was not in a good place. Mm-hmm. He got a little loan to start one of his first businesses, and it had nothing to do with the finance.
Let me just take one quick check.
You gonna Google it?
I'm just making sure we're still recording and everything's good. That's all I was checking.
Yep, my phone's recording.
My phone is not recording.
Are you serious?
Yes, and my phone is not recording.
All right, maybe we'll wrap it up. Next time, why JP Morgan, where he came from.
Oh, gosh.
And why sucks. His mercy loan gave him the opportunity to
get. It's going to be an audio podcast, this first one.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's okay.
It's okay. Whatever.
It's okay. Okay. But no, I hear you 100%. It's just... Do you understand what I'm saying about labels, though?
I mean...
You don't have to agree with me, but I mean...
I see what you're saying. I mean, it sounds like... It feels a little, like, hippie-ish. Like, almost like, let's not have labels. Like, but they have, like, validity. There's reasons for them.
Yes.
Like, you know?
They're a tool. They're a useful tool.
You know?
I'm not casting them
out. Yeah.
But the humans are... We're a little smarter than useful tools. We're supposed to use tools to our advantage.
Yes, I agree. We're smart.
But
yes, we're way smarter than useful tools. Yes.
But we aren't the tool. We have this level of judgment. We have discernment.
Yeah.
And we are supposed to use that.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to use our discernment, not just raw data, not just whatever. In a business sense, no, you need to stick to the data. If you have the data, stick to the data. The data wins. The data is key. Data is king, as they say. But we can't abandon... that mercy or that, I don't know, just that discernment to just be like, you know, I like this person. I'm going to invest in this person. Maybe they don't have anything to offer me right now, but I like this person.
That could only be done by an owner of a company, not an employee. And that's the problem with like a JP Morgan. There's so many employees there. They don't have the power to do that.
Okay. I think we're done.
We're done?
We're done. Wait, are you done?
I don't know. I'm done. We're done. Okay, I didn't even know.
Takeaways.
Takeaways.
What do we talk about? Anything that's worth mentioning as we close? Labels.
I don't know.
I think labels are useful tool, but I think we need to be careful with.
We should take a Okay, sorry. Keep going.
We should be careful with using them as finite ways to, like, bucket people.
Okay.
And what else we talk about?
Jesus.
Jesus is God, guys. I wrote a blog post about it. Is Jesus King or is Jesus God? It's, you should go read it on adamandstuff.com.
We also talk about OnlyFans.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about OnlyFans. on adamandstuff.com. No, we didn't talk about what we talked
a
about.
Lot, is,
we okay. talked about we talked about people that someone I knew that got that's living that lifestyle, and you know I don't.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with condoning it, looking it up, trying to figure out who they are, because mm-hmm. you won't have enough information from this. Point being, though, is that would I spend time with this person if I believed
yeah.
it would draw them back to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in the right setting, you know, with family, you know, with the right, because I'm not, the Bible also teaches, you know, stay above reproach. I have no business going into a bad setting with people that live bad lifestyles and expecting...
Well, okay. It says Jesus hung out with, you know, people, but like, let's be honest, they came to him.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He didn't go like, I don't think, I could be wrong. I don't think he was like, let's go to the brothels.
Like, no.
Right? Like they came to him.
Yeah.
Because he was like a magician to them almost. Like he did crazy miracles and did amazing yeah. things. They wanted to go see him. So they were by him. But he didn't go, like, to the red light district to chill. Like, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong. Could be completely wrong. But I don't think, so they came to him.
They didn't have electricity back then, so there's no reference.
So I think the takeaway on that is be so, like, amazing that they come to, people come to you and that you're hanging out with them only because you're attracting them, not because that you're searching out them.
Yeah, don't turn them away. If they come to you, don't turn them away.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if they have nothing to do with what you know, there is a point in which you are allowed to, like, what is it? Wash your hands of them. But, anyways,
I think that's more has to do with like church. I think that has to do with like structure of like how to deal with certain people.
Oh, if somebody won't.
Yeah, that's
work with you. They won't work with the pastor of the church.
Yes, I think that's like a thing inside, like how the church functions. Yeah, I don't think that has to do with you personally.
Shake the dirt off your sandals or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's if it's. Oh, okay. Now we're bringing two different things together. You said shake the dirt off the sandals. Yeah, that has to do with the city, like when you're preaching to a city.
If you go to them and if you go to your own mm-hmm. and they reject you, then
just shake
the
sandals. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we know scriptures perfectly.
Yeah.
We're so good at that.
Yeah.
We're not. It's okay. We got growing to do. That's good.
2 Timothy talks about being a good steward, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what we need to do.
Genesis says in the beginning.
Good job. Good job. Well, you know, the fun part about
what?
About talking about this stuff, if anyone listens to this podcast,
it's going
to
be audio only because I screwed up your camera. I apologize. But it's still recording perfectly, so it's good.
That's your camera that stopped recording.
Yeah, it's my camera, but you don't want to just see me.
But it's on me.
It's on you, and you're the only one that matters. You've been talking like 75, 80% of the time.
It's probably on like to a certain point.
No, I think I'm gonna just blame myself. I think I messed up, and it's user error. I'm going to just chalk it up to me. I mean, it could be my camera, but it's probably me. Like, it's fine. I mess up in life.
It's okay. Me too.
But it's okay. It's first time. We can just do audio first.
Yeah.
So it might just be audio if you're listening.
It's okay. I'm slouching now. If you were wondering, I'm slouching now.
If you're wondering, I the whole time I was figuring out how to put my mic because I was like leaning into it. And now I'm just like, screw it. I'm just going to like lay back in my chair and talk. And it's going to come to me because
it doesn't change much.
You know, when you move it because of the shock mount on these things, like I don't feel like it makes that much noise. I mean, it makes noise, but not like an SM58.
Yeah, it doesn't crack. There's like a little bass mm-hmm. something, but
yeah. Yeah.
No, they're good.
Yeah. That's they're awesome. Dude. SM58. So we can talk about audio stuff all day. I can just kill it.
Oh, I need to bring something up. My wife, my wonderful wife. So
your wonderful wife. We talked about her earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, Alyssa. So she.
Oh, you're naming her.
I did name her earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. If you go online and type Adam and Alyssa, you're not going to find us. I'm nobody. She's nobody. It's fine.
She's somebody. How dare you say that? Alyssa, you're somebody. And I want you to believe that.
That's not what I meant.
And you have to deal with Adam every day.
You're laughing.
Oh man, but you're awesome, Alyssa. Please, please hear this part. Just this part. You're Melissa. You're awesome. She texted me about you. She's great. She's a great wife.
Yes.
She's an amazing wife.
Yes.
You have like so many kids and she's an amazing wife.
Yes. I agree with all this.
You know?
100%.
My ex was amazed with you or with your wife, man. Like even, you know, and all the nonsense. She was amazed with your wife because your wife is amazing.
She is amazing.
Period.
Period. Like,
end of sentence. She's amazing. Period.
I made a vision board and I think like the third thing is like, how do I say it? So I listed off, you know, like my family will be a house of God or something like that. And then I think it was the third thing as I talked about, I'm like, I will, to the extent of, I will, you know, help her pursue all her passions at the top before I get into all my passions. Because honestly, if I'm being real, she is a good wife and her passions are going to be aligned with mine. But I don't want to go into being a better person without supporting her to be the best version of herself. Cause she ain't the best version of herself. She's, you know, it's going to be a problem for me being the best version of myself.
If she's not.
Yeah. If she's not. So I can't, true. I can't just be like, this, you know, I'm going to be this awesome person and I'm just gonna start working on it. No, I have to be an awesome person and bring God first and foremost into my house, into my family, and then push my wife towards the things that she wants to be amazing at.
Encourage your wife.
Encourage.
Use a better word. That's all I was just doing.
But, cause only then can I really achieve anything for me and for my family.
Oh yeah. That makes sense. She's your support, right? Yeah. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah. So she has, so anyways,
I get it.
So yeah,
I get it.
I agree with you. She's amazing. And she's, and I got to help her, you know, own anything that she's wanting to grow into so that we can all grow together.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So anyways,
that's good.
So anyways,
that's good.
I forgot. I had something I forgot. Okay, well.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We can just have silence for a little bit and you can remember. It's all good. It's our podcast. We can do the heck we want.
No, I'm not. There's an extent where somebody eventually is going to be like, okay, the rambling. It was okay.
Who cares? Who cares? First of all, it's our first podcast. Y'all can deal with it. I'm sorry. It'll be better and more together in the future. That's it. That's just how it is.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Right?
No, yeah.
If you don't get better in the future, then there's a problem.
I'm going to get
so much better. It's like with my students. Like, if they don't get better, they do get better. Because you can't not get better.
Well.
If you don't practice. If you do not continue, like, keep doing it, you're not going to. That means they're not practicing at all.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a waste of money and time for everyone.
Yes. True.
Hey, you know, I want to thank you for being on the Adam and Pitch podcast, listening to Adam and Pitch. I'm Adam.
I'm Pitch.
Yeah, you are. And you guys, whoever's listening, the one person, even if it's just Alyssa, thank you for listening.
Or it's me. Thank you for listening to myself. So nice of you.
Yeah. I'll be listening to this over and over again, cringing at everything I said probably, but yeah.
So awesome. Okay. All right. Can we turn it off?
Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.